Hi, Victor. This is Stephanie from Local Slash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much. So, just to confirm, will now be a good time for the onboarding?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So, by the way, Victor, thank you so much for choosing Local Slash as your digital growth partner. Now, our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So through this onboarding, I will be verifying your business details. We'll also define the real revenue opportunities that the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll be explaining the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together.
Okay.
So, by the way, thank you so much for having the terms and conditions signed. And I would like to confirm first, we have your security question set up as your first pet's name, and the answer for that is Chase.
Yes.
Awesome. And now let us verify your business details to ensure accuracy. So, Victor, if you hear anything that is inaccurate, let me know, and I'll make those corrections.
Okay.
So, we have your business name as Victor Velasco Concrete. Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then the address that I have here is 116 Hyde Street in Watsonville, California, 95076.
Yes.
Is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
A home address. Got it. And are you licensed, insured, or do you have a business registration?
Well, licensed, insured, yeah.
Licensed and insured. Wonderful. And while we're on the phone, are you able to provide me with your license number and the expiration date?
Yes.
All right.
The license number is 1125 885.
To confirm, that is 1125885.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then for the expiration date?
It's going to be September the 30th.
September 2030, is that, September 30?
Yes.
2026, is that correct?
Yes, 26, yes.
All right, thank you. 2026. And can you also please send us a copy of your business documentation? We actually need the documentation in order to verify or to optimize your Google Business Profile. So
okay.
We'll send you an email requesting for those business documents.
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I know exactly what to.
What is that? Right.
Yes.
Wonderful. And by the way, Victor, are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings.
Do I have to, or?
Well, if you would prefer to not show it online, then we can have it hidden then.
Is this going to affect my my Google business?
Well, not really that much. As far as being visible, you will still be visible on Google, even if your address is hidden.
Can we modify later on?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's don't show it in this time.
All right, for sure, definitely. So we'll have your address hidden, and then
Okay. Can
you receive mail at the address that was provided, which is 116 Hyde Street, Watsonville?
Yes.
And later in the call, by the way, I will be providing you with a call tracking number this is where your leads will contact you on. But just to confirm, for communications with Locals Flash, can we still reach you on 831-539-5803?
Yes.
Awesome. And to confirm, is this your email address? It's mikevic55.26@gmail.com.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Let's see. And then, by the way, please do check your email often, as we're going to be sending you email or updates directly to your email.
Yes.
All right. And then, Victor, just to confirm, do you have a business website already?
No.
All right, not a problem then. So we can launch a high converting site for you. This is going to be specifically designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain. Let me pull it up really quick. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay, yes, no problem.
Thank you. By the way, for the domain, Victor, do you prefer it to be, to have Victor Velasco Concrete, or would you be okay with having just Velasco and Concrete on it?
No, the way I have it, Victor Velasco.
Okay. Let me see here. So we can have it as VictorVelascoConcrete.com. Would you be okay with that? We also have the option to have it as VelascoConcrete.com.
No, let's... Oh, for the website?
Yes, for the website.
What do you recommend?
Well, I would recommend... Velasco, I mean, if I'm to recommend, I would recommend VelascoConcrete.com. That way it won't be that long. At the same time, it would also be easier to remember. But of course, whichever you would prefer, though.
Let's leave it like as VictorVelascoConcrete.com.
Okay, for sure. So it will be VictorVelascoConcrete.com.
Yes.
All right. Let me go ahead and save that. So that will be your domain or website URL moving forward. Now, Victor, in case you cancel services with us, please note that the domain will be available for purchase for $99.
The website?
The domain, the VictorVelascoConcrete.com.
Okay.
All right. That's only if you decide to cancel with us. It will be for $99 to purchase. And we're going to be building a modern mobile-friendly website that is engineered for conversion. So now in regards to the website, I would have a few quick questions in regards to how you would prefer the website to be. We actually would want the website to be more personalized or customized according to our client's preference.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So for the website, what brand colors would you like on your website, Victor?
Well, I have my logo. on my truck with my, you know, license number, phone number, and my name. So if something can I use the same logo on the website or?
Yes, we sure can use the same logo as long as you're able to send us a copy of that logo for us to be able to use on your listing.
Or if you guys can build something, you know, close to the logo, that would be great.
Sure, yeah. Yes, we can definitely have our team recreate your logo if that's what you want. Now, for us to have it recreated, we will still be needing a copy of your existing or your current logo, okay?
Okay, yes, and I don't know if it has to be exactly, you know, as the one that I have now, but something close, you know.
Yeah, right. So we'll have it recreated, but of course it should be still close to what you currently have, right?
Right. That would be, you know, something that I would like to have.
Right. So not necessarily have to recreate a whole new one, just to, just to make changes a bit on the current one, or probably create one that is, that is according to what your existing one is.
Right. Yes. You know, nothing too fancy, you know. Just like, you know, Victor Velasco. I on my logo right now I have a capital V.
I see your logo. I think I was able to see it. Yes.
So something similar, but maybe I'll send a photo of what I have. And then you guys recreate it, like you guys say, on something close to exist.
Definitely. We sure can do that for you, Victor. Right. And then, but as far as the colors on the website, may I know what colors you would prefer your website to have?
You mean on the front page? It would be the front page, or
yes. So not necessarily on the front page, on the whole website itself. What will be the colors that you'd like to, to dominate on the website, or what colors do you prefer to show, or to stand in the website?
Like a background.
I'm sorry.
Like a background color?
Yeah, it could be the background color, or it could be the borders.
I don't have any idea, you know, how it's going to look
or
what the color would be.
Do you want the same? Do you want, you do see that your logo has color blue on the letter V on it.
Right.
So shall we have blue and then black as well?
Right, yes.
Would you be okay with that?
Let's start with that, you know, something simple, but not, like I said, not too fancy, you know, something
right.
That, you know, the clients see and they understand, you know, or they see, you know, visualize, you know, exactly, you know, the name.
Right.
I don't know if on the logo is going to need my phone number as I have it right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily be needing the phone number, but I'll have our team create logo designs, and then we'll send it to you so that you can confirm or you can approve if you'd like to use it on your listings, or if there's a need to make changes, then you can let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, for the website, just to confirm, we'll have the colors blue, black, and white for now. And then should there be any changes that you'd like to take place on the website colors in the future, then please know you can always reach out to us and we can always make that changes for you, okay?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You're right. You know, let's work whatever you can do today. And then as we go, you know, we can do those little changes.
Definitely. And Phil, in line with the website design, what are the top 3 to 6 services that you would like to feature on your homepage?
Okay, driveways.
I'm sorry, if you can repeat that for me.
Driveways.
I'm sorry, that is dry.
Ways.
Dry waste?
Right.
Let me see here, dry waste. So when you look up for dry waste, although I understand this is just going to be featured on the website, but as far as it being a service, is there a specific service for dry waste? Is it dry waste removal?
Well, replace, well, it would be, you know, dry waste replace.
Dry waste place?
Or new driveway, maybe new driveways.
Oh, I apologize. I misheard. I was hearing driveways. That is driveway.
Right.
Got it. I'm sorry. Driveway.
You know, foundations.
So, driveway installation, maybe?
Uh-huh, foundations.
So driveway.
Mm-hmm. Slab.
Installation.
No, and foundation. Then, no. F-O-U-N, foundations.
Oh, driveway foundations.
No, just driveway.
Okay, driveway, and then foundation?
Well, that's the other, we offer also, you know, foundation for a house, you know, a typical house, concrete foundation.
Concrete foundation, got that. So we have driveway, concrete foundation, and yes, any other services that you'd like to feature on your
walls.
Homepage? Retaining walls, all
right.
Would you be okay with featuring these 3, or do you want to add more to this?
If I have room for more, maybe let's go. I have you know, slabs on.
Slabs, right?
Right.
All right, we can add 2 more.
Okay. This is like ADUs, you know, capital A, mm-hmm. capital D, capital U.
ADU, all right.
Excavations, I think that's, you know, I do some excavation
excavate.
As well, right.
All right. By the way, for ADU, should we add it as concrete ADUs?
No, really, because, you know, ADUs, you know, it refers to the base,
uh-huh.
to the base foundation of the, you know.
Okay, got the, it.
Yes.
All right, not a problem. And I'm sorry, if you can repeat the last one for me.
I think it was excavation.
Excavation, right. Excavation, and then we can add 1 more. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, that should be good. So we have driveway, concrete foundation, retaining walls, slabs,
okay.
ADUs, and excavation.
6, okay.
Awesome. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
Not right now. I don't have any promotions.
Okay. Not a problem. As I mentioned, should there be anything, or should you have any promotions in the future, then you can always let us know. We can always
okay.
feature that on your website.
Okay.
All right. Do you maybe have any reviews outside of Google that you'd like to display on the website?
Yes, I have a couple of reviews on I think Angie Pros.
Angie, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So I don't know if it's going to be connected to Angie or it's going to be separate.
All right. I do see there's three reviews on your Angie or Home Advisor. Is that it?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's 3 5-star reviews that we can feature. Yes. We'll add that in. All right. And then do you maybe have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your website?
Yes.
Okay. And you're able to send us a copy of this pictures or videos, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be via email or via text.
Well, we prefer it through email. Also,
okay.
You can have those uploaded to your client dashboard.
Okay.
I mean, you can...
Okay, can I always add it?
Yes, definitely.
Oh,
you can
okay.
always
okay.
log into the client dashboard and then upload any new photos that you have.
Yes, okay.
Awesome. And do you maybe have any before and after photos? Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
Okay.
All right. So we'll have that. And do you or would you like to enable online payments on your site?
I don't know how that works.
So with having online payments on your website,
uh-huh.
we can have it as, we can have it set up for PayPal. So for
uh-huh.
PayPal or with having that payment ability on your website, you just need to create a business PayPal account. Once again, it's a business PayPal account. And then you'll need to generate a code that will be used on the website.
Maybe later. I'll see how it works.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a big fan of that, doing
I
all
understand.
That. Yes.
Right. No worries. That's totally fine. And how about your customers being able to book directly on your website?
Yes.
All right, so we'll have that on the website. And are there any websites that you like, by the way, that you'd like for us to get inspirations from?
You mean website like my website or?
From, let's say, website from any competitors or any other business that you like or that you'd like for us to get inspirations from as far
mm-hmm.
as designing your own website?
I don't quite get it, but not right now. Maybe let's just keep it simple.
Okay. All right. So I'm sorry. I was actually just referring to, let's say, there's a website that you like on how it is designed. So if you like it, then we can actually get inspiration in how the website design looks like for that website that you like. And then we can, let's say, somewhat mimic that design on your own website.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yes, should there be anything else, please know you can always let us know in the future as well.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And how about, if you want to show any certification, affiliations or partner logos?
No.
All right. And do you have any preference on where on the website you want your license number to show? Or do you, would you be okay with it being by default at the bottom part of a page?
What do you recommend, you know, because, you know, I don't know if it needs to be on my front page or by my, I don't know, by my information.
Mm-hmm. Well, most websites, I mean, most websites have it at the bottom part of the page where the contact information is seen.
Uh-huh. So maybe let's put it close to my information, like you said, you know, in case they're going to call me or something, that they can see, you know,
right.
My license number and my name, my business name and license number.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a good idea. And is there maybe anything specific that you want to see on your website that we have not covered yet?
I don't know, maybe experience time, you know, I've been on the trade like 15 years, 12 years, so I don't know if that's going to...
Yes, we'll definitely make sure to feature that on your website too, and we'll further discuss about that later part of the call.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, then. All right, so I'll definitely have our website team to create a website design. And then once that is created, you will be notified. You can preview the website design, and then you can then let us know if there's anything that needs to be changed on it.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. And now let us talk about the call tracking phone number that I mentioned a while ago. So we're going to be setting up a call tracking phone number for you, and this is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we will provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same, and this tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, which gives us insights needed to see which services are driving you revenue. Also, you can easily access these call reports in the local Splash application by using your primary phone number as your username. Let me pull up call tracking phone numbers now. And to confirm, we're going to have the area code 831, right? Or do you have a different area code that you'd prefer?
No, 831.
Okay, thank you. All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Victor. So I now have here a list of phone numbers with area code 831.
Okay.
So I have here, let me know if you'd like for me to look for a different number or if you're okay with a number that I'll be reading, okay? So I have here 831-270-6991. Or we can also have it as 831-270-9209.
But
do you want to check for a different number?
Well, I don't quite understand the call tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be for me, for my website, or?
Right. So the call tracking phone number, this is going to be, a local number that we're going to be generating. So this phone number is what's going to be shown anywhere online for your business. The website, including your Google business profile or your Google listing. Now, you don't have to worry, though, because any calls that comes in to the call tracking phone number will be forwarded directly to your phone number, which is 831-539-5803.
And what's the purpose of the call tracking number? Can I just put my number, or?
All right, well, I understand you wanted to put your phone number. At the same time, having a call tracking phone number, it actually allows us to be able to keep track of any leads that comes in through the marketing campaign, which also means that we're able to keep track of the progress or the results that we're able to deliver for your services. At the same time, another benefit of having this call tracking phone number is that it is helping with filtering spam calls, most especially those telemarketer ones. And also, this is actually a Google best practice for growth, which is why it is included on your package. So it is recommended by Google to have a call tracking phone number.
What if I don't want it on right now on this time?
Well, if that would be the case, I will be having Ben to give you a call to further discuss in regards that, and then we can always get back and continue with the onboarding later.
But so my listing and website, it won't be setting up, or?
Well, for now, as we have not completed the onboarding, it won't be fully set up just yet. Mm-hmm. But if you don't mind me asking, Victor, may I know why you wanted to display your phone number on your listing?
Well, just to have my regular, you know, phone number.
I see. I definitely understand you on that. But rest assured, though, having a call tracking phone number is actually a great option, most especially with when it comes to keeping track of any leads that you receive. So as you see, we have a client dashboard. Say, for example, you miss a call from your client. Although you will be able to see that on your recent calls on your phone. But on the client dashboard, for any calls that you receive, the lead information will be reflected on the client dashboard. At the same time, it also allows you to replay any calls or even those voicemails so that you won't be missing anything at all.
Mm-hmm. If it's going to affect my, like, on my company, on my billing company, in this case, you know, AT&T or Verizon?
I'm sorry?
It's going to affect my telephone company, you know, in this case, you know, AT&T or Verizon, having extra calling tracking number?
Oh, no, not at all. It will not affect your phone services with those providers, I assure you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So technically, this phone number is actually just going to be displayed on your Google Business profile, the website, and even your Facebook business page. But as far as any phone calls or your services with these providers or telecommunication providers, then I guarantee you it will not affect anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you want me to have Ben get in touch with you as far as discussing about the call tracking further?
Can we just keep going, and then if I decide to right now to go with tracking number, and then can I cancel it or the tracking number or once I agree to having the tracking number, it's not possible to cancel it later?
Well, I mean, we can always, we can have a call tracking phone number now, and then if after or if later on, if along the way, you would really want to have your personal phone number to show on your listings, then we can always have it updated for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So shall we proceed with having a call tracking phone number set up?
Okay.
Or do you really prefer it to be your personal phone number?
Well, honestly, I would like to get my phone number, but if it's going to be kind of the same, the only thing you guys going to track, you know, everything, every call, every missed call.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I'm concerned, you know,
Oh, you don't have to worry. It's not going to track any calls or any personal calls. It will only track those calls that are made to the call tracking phone number, only for business purposes.
Okay, so let's proceed. With
we're going to set up the call tracking phone number, right, just to confirm?
Okay, yes.
All right. So once again, we have here the phone numbers 831-270-6991. We also have, let me know if there's anything that you like or if you'd like me to read more numbers, okay? So we also have 831-270-9209. Also have one which is a bit easy to remember. It's 831-270-9117. Do you want me to read more numbers?
Let's start with the first one. I think it's
831-270-6991.
Okay.
All right, so we'll have that number then. 831-270-6991. Okay, so we already have that set up as your call tracking phone number, and once again, it will be listed everywhere online for your business. And now, just in line with a call tracking, would you also like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? So when they call, they will be hearing, "Hi, thank you for calling Victor Velasco Concrete. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer."
Okay. Oh, I see.
Now, to have a custom voice recording or to have this professional greeting, it is going to be a one-time payment of $19. Once again, that's only one time. And you can request updates to your greetings at any time. Should we proceed and add this?
Yes.
Okay. So do you prefer it, by the way, to be a female voice or a male voice?
What do you recommend? You know.
Well, I would recommend a female voice. It sounds friendly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's go with a female.
All right. Thank you. And now we're going to be identifying your most valuable service keywords. So, Victor, these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire now. So, my research shows, and as we what we have discussed, you offer concrete services, right?
Yes.
All right. So, I do have here a list of top-performing industry keywords that I would like to go over. But before that, may I know what will be the number one service that you want to win, or what will be the number one keyword that you want to be found for?
Well, I think I already talked to you about the Driveways Foundation. ADS.
Oh, yes. Those are the top services that you'd like to be featured on your website, right?
Uh-huh.
But
right.
How about at least only one keyword that you would like to be found for? Or one service that is most profitable to you?
Concrete? Driveways, maybe? Or...
So maybe concrete services?
Yes.
Okay. Concrete services then. All right. And as I mentioned, I have pulled up top performing industry keywords. I will go over these keywords. Please
okay.
Let me know if there's anything that needs to get removed. Just feel free to cut me off anytime. Also, if there's anything that you'd like to add, just let me know as well. Okay?
Okay.
So I have here, once again, concrete services, concrete contractor, concrete
yes.
driveway installation, concrete walkway installation, concrete sidewalk installation, concrete floor installation, concrete slab installation, concrete patio installation, stamped concrete installation, decorative concrete services, concrete foundation installation, concrete foundation repair, concrete wall installation, concrete step installation, concrete repair services, concrete replacement services, concrete resurfacing, concrete finishing, concrete removal services, and concrete overlay services.
Okay. Maybe the last one, the overlay, I don't really do, but we can always remove it as we go, maybe on...
Yeah, if you want to have it removed now, I can go ahead and have it removed.
Let's just leave it.
Okay, we'll leave concrete overlay services for now.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyways, you will be receiving an email with a list of those keywords. And should you wish to make adjustments to it, you can just email us back and we'll make the proper adjustments. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So now just a few quick questions so that we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. Is there anything that is unique about your service or your business, rather? This will also be used on the website, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, unique, it would be... I don't know, we always trying to do the, you know, the top rank, we can say.
Mm-hmm.
Really clean outcome, we can say.
Uh-huh.
Good attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe all, listen to the client.
All right, wonderful. Also, do you maybe, is this a locally owned and operated business? Oh, licensed and insured, we can add that, right?
Yes.
Right. And what sets you apart from your competitors?
You mean like?
Let's say, if you maybe offer discounts, promotions, or with the type of services that you offer?
I don't have nothing on mine, but, no, I think we're going to skip that.
All right, no worries, that's fine. And so far with, you running the business and working with your customers, what do customers like about your business?
I think the way I explain things.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're very thorough.
Uh-huh. You know, the way, you know, I explain with detail and experience, maybe.
Wonderful. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for that. So now, if I may ask, Victor, do you have a mission statement for the business?
Mission statement.
Yeah.
You mean like how long it would take the project or what's my goal?
What's the, let's say, what's the mission or what the business aim. I can actually read you some mission statements that we can use for now, and then you can let me know which one you'd like to use, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have, we can have it as at Victor Velasco Concrete, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Yes.
Do you like that, or do you want me to read another one?
If you have one more, yeah, let's see what's the second option.
All right, so we can also have it as at Victor Velasco Concrete, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
That sounds, you know, I don't know about unique, but I kind of like more the second option.
You prefer the second one?
I think so.
Okay. We'll have it as that. Once again, that is at Victor Velasco Concrete. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Okay.
Awesome. And then, do you maybe have a tagline or a slogan? That would be a catchy phrase for the service.
Mm-hmm.
If there's none, that would be okay.
I don't have nothing on mind, but I've seen, you know, like companies, then they have like, you know, good life, life is good, you know, but.
Right.
Some
would say no job
mind.
Too small, no. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the most common one. But yes, there's none for now. That would be okay. You can always have us add one, probably in the future, if there's anything that you would like. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And then, how many years have you been in business, or when was the business established?
A couple years ago.
Do you maybe remember the, I mean, on what year it was established?
I think it was on, on
2024. Thank you. And how many years of experience do you have, Victor?
We've been in trade like 12, 13 years.
Wow. 13 years of experience. Awesome. And do you, or how many people work with your company?
I got two people.
Two, that's two. Okay, thank you. Let me take note of that. And do you work with both residential and commercial, or do you work with both?
With both.
Okay, wonderful. Now, for the hours of operation.
Okay.
I do see that you have it as Mondays to Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 5. Is this correct, or is there going to be a need to update this?
I think that's correct.
Okay. Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5. And I'm sorry, in regards to how many people working in your company, I'm sorry if you can repeat that for me. I kind of lost that information. I apologize. Does this include you?
No.
Okay, so that would be a total of three, including you, right?
Right.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much. And then what are the types of payments that you accept?
Well, usually we, you know, get a check or cash so far.
Check.
I don't know if, do we have to write that?
Not necessarily. I mean, not necessarily have any other type of payments. We just want to have it on file or have it in the records of what are the types of payment that you accept so that we can also have it noted probably on the website if there's a need to.
If it's possible not to show it, you know, that would be great.
I'm sorry?
If it's possible not to show the, you know, metal payments.
Okay,
on
sure.
The website or on your, like you say, on the file, maybe you have it on file, but.
But not on the website where customers can see.
Uh-huh.
All right, not a problem. So to confirm, payments accepted is check and cash, right?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Now that we have your business information, you have two options. So option one, we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels. That is Google, Facebook, and Yelp at no extra cost. Now option two, we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. Which option do you prefer?
Well, definitely, I don't like Facebook. So, and I see, well, Facebook, you say, is on the first option.
Right, it is. Now, Facebook, by the way, is one of the platforms that are being commonly used by people as far as searching for services or any other type of things online. So those are the top channels that people prefer to look up for services or businesses: Google, Facebook, and Yelp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I, on my own experience, you know, when I, you know, I post something on Facebook, you know, and then, you know, all my friends and you know, relatives, you know, they notice. So on my business, you know, I'm not a big fan of having my business on Facebook. I'd rather get, you know, like you say, like Google, Yelp, mm-hmm. and I don't know, any other choice on the first option, or...
You don't necessarily need to choose from those platforms that I mentioned on the first option. All of those platforms are actually the top channels. Option two, by the way, is where we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories.
Uh-huh. And it's not going to be on Google or Yelp?
Well, you can still be listed on Google and Yelp, yes. Now, the difference here is that if we're going to be listing you on 100 plus directories, tendency is it's actually going to be like you're blanketing hundreds of directories, which means you can be open to spam calls. A lot of times there's going to be a lot of wasted time, as well as you're going to be receiving calls here and then, and you're going to be appearing everywhere, but not to the right audience.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I don't want to be, you know, working and my phone, you know, ringing or email all the time.
Right. So shall we proceed with the option one then?
I think it's going to be the option one, but I think I remember when I talked to the first time with, I'm not quite sure what was his name, he say about
Dan?
Like 5 or 6 platforms, you know, like he mentioned Facebook, Google, Yelp, but he mentioned like 6 total.
Yeah, we can also have you listed on different platforms. So Google, Facebook, Yelp, that's actually the top channels that people will look up for businesses or services. Also, we can have you listed for Relevant Yellow, for Bing, and even on, let me just confirm here, I mean, including the website. Website is also included on those listings.
Okay.
And, yes, so those are the services or the listings that we can promote your business on.
So I think we're going to go with the first option.
Okay. We'll go with the first option then. Thank you so much for that. And let us now cover your Google business profile. So this is a key asset for booking high-value jobs. And just to confirm, your business, once again, is located in Watsonville, California, right?
Okay, yes.
Is there a different location for the business, or is this the only location?
I think that's like my home address.
Okay, thank you so much. And now... Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, how far, you know, from my location is going to, well, it's going to be on Google, huh? Basically worldwide.
Right.
But at the same time, locally, it's going to show first, like people from Santa Cruz, you know, from the next city, or like 20 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.
If they find, you know, concrete services, I'm gonna be there or not like 20 minutes from here.
All right. So in regards to being visible, yes, you will be visible on the areas surrounding your on the surrounding areas from your base or from your home address. And
okay.
That is actually what we're going to be discussing now. So we're going to be adding service areas that you'd like to cover or that you'd like to dominate. By the way, we can only add up to 10 service areas. Ideally, we can add 5 for a more effective focus, but if you prefer more than 5, then we can add up to 10. And it should only be within 2 hours drive off your base.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, 3-4 hours.
Right, that know, would be so yes. far.
Yes, exactly, yes.
But okay. If we can go over the service areas that you'd like to dominate, if you can provide me with the city or zip code.
Not really. Is something can you find out and then or something you can have you on and then I so I can say yeah let's choose that one or not choose that the location.
Let me check here. Let me go to the map really quick.
Okay.
Let's see here. So this is 116 Hyde Street. I'm sorry, just pulling up the map here really quick, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so I do have the map here. So from Watsonville, I see Pajaro.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm not quite familiar with the area, but let me know if I see Johnston Corner.
Nope.
How about Freedom?
Well, it's kind of the same with Washington.
Oh, okay. All right, so, how about La Selva Beach?
It's the same.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry.
So let's go with Aptos.
Aptos. Let me look it up. Is it just Aptos, California, or Aptos
yes.
Hills, Larkin
no,
Valley?
No. Aptos, California.
Okay, got that. Are you still on the line, Victor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I lost you.
I have some numbers on mine right now.
You mean zip codes?
Well, I don't have the zip codes. I just have the city
oh,
names.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you can provide me with the city names.
Okay. Let's go with Freedom.
So we'll add Freedom.
Aptos.
All right, Aptos, yeah.
Capitola.
Capitola. All right.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, let me see. It does not give me results for Santa Cruz. Let me try again.
S-A-N-T-A.
Oh, okay. There you go. I'm sorry. It was just an error on my end. All right. So we now have four. That's Aptos, Capitola, okay. Freedom, and Santa Cruz.
Okay. Scott Valley.
Scott Valley. All right.
Felton.
Felton?
Yes.
Okay.
And then going south, where am I? It's going to be Salinas.
Salinas. Uh-huh.
Murray.
Murray. Okay.
In Carmel.
Carmel. So that's a total of nine. Yes, do you have one more?
Yes, Los Gatos.
Los Gatos. All right. So I just want to read or go over the service areas that we added. That is Aptos, Capitola, Carmel, Felton, Freedom, Los Gatos, Murray, okay. Salinas, Santa Cruz, and Scott Valley.
I think you missed one, Monterrey.
Monterrey. Should we be replacing...
Yes,
oh, it should be Monterey instead of Murray.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Monterey. Got that. Thank you so much. Awesome. All right. And now I would like to confirm, Victor, do you have an existing or do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
Nope.
Okay. So we will be creating and optimizing it for you. Now, Google will require 1 to 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. Verification method can either be a video, phone, email, or postcard. Now, your assistant is essential for success, and most commonly, you will be verifying with a short video tour. So you just need to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management. But of course, we will be sending you specific instructions to make this quick and easy. All right?
Okay.
Let me just go ahead and submit the request for the creation here.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, for the Google Business Profile verification, just in the unlikely event that postcard method is used, you will be receiving one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you provided, which is the Watsonville address.
Okay.
And then once you receive it, you can reach out to us with a code, or you can have it entered yourself on the client's dashboard. Also, if you are going to have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video. Now, we recommend it to be 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. Also, you can lower the video quality on your phone if your if the video file is too large. And please make sure as well that when doing the video verification, you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be
okay.
no interruptions.
Right.
Awesome. All right. And to get your Google Business profile verified and optimized, Google will need some information to proceed further. Now, I will send you an email requesting for the documents needed. But technically on that email, it will be listed that we will need a picture of the following as soon as possible. That is your tools or a picture of your tools or equipment, vehicle with license plate, business license and business insurance. If you have business card, you can send us a copy of it. Business registration, invoice, and workplace. Not, you don't need to necessarily provide all. You can send us as much documents as you have.
Is that just for having a file or?
This is for the Google Business profile. So yes, we will need this to be on file ready so that, I mean, because Google does random check most of the time. And when that happens, there are profiles that get suspended or restricted. So for us to be able to proceed with reinstatement right away, we will be needing those documents. So in that way, there'll be no need for us to follow up or reach out and following up for these documents so that we can have it submitted. So when suspension happens, we can just request for reinstatement with these documents. And then that should be reinstated right away. That way it won't take that time, that long of a time to get it reinstated if there's a need to.
Okay.
All right. So once again, I have sent to the email requesting for these documents. You can either reply to that email with these documents attached, or you can have them uploaded to your client dashboard.
Once
and,
I receive the business on my email?
Yes, you will be receiving that email on your mikevic55.26@gmail.com email address.
I mean, because you're going to send me a code to my address.
Oh, okay. The code will be only if Google decides or Google chooses a postcard verification method. So that's the time you'll be receiving a code to your address. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But most of the time, verification will be through a video. So that will be you recording a video showing your location, the vehicle that you use for the business, any equipment, and business documentation.
Okay. So just record it, no voice, or you say voice too?
Well, you don't necessarily have to say anything on the video. You could just record a video showing those, showing all those business-related documents or photos or videos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, let me go ahead and send the email here really quick. All right, so I just sent the email. You should receive that in the next minute or two. And then, by the way, Victor, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post. So this is going to keep you front and center in local search, and you'll be able to provide and update these anytime in your dashboard. Would you like us to activate this for your business?
I don't quite follow you with that, girls.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what we're going to be doing is we will be making posts to your Google Business profile. And making these posts is actually essential in optimization. It is actually helping with causing traffic to your Google business profile. And once there's traffic, then that means we're actually gaining results. We're actually getting into the rankings as well as visibility online.
Is that provided with the service, with the Google business?
Yes, it comes along for free, no extra cost. Shall we activate this?
Yes.
All right, let me go ahead and do that. All right, and now let us talk about Yelp. Do you know if you have a Yelp page?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you want us to optimize a Yelp page for you? No extra cost, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It's included in your package. Do you want us to optimize a Yelp page?
Okay.
All right. So we will create and optimize a Yelp page. Let me just take note of that. All right, and now moving on to the Facebook business page, which, as you mentioned, you don't like Facebook, right?
Right.
So in regards to the Facebook business page or Facebook, by the way, your package includes Facebook ads. And for us to be able to run Facebook ads, we will be needing admin access to your Facebook business page. So, let's see. If you don't mind me asking, Victor, do you have a Facebook account?
Nope.
Got that. Let's see here. All right. So, regarding Facebook ads, we are actually not able to run the Facebook ads without a Facebook business page. And yeah, as I mentioned, I definitely understand. You mentioned you don't really like Facebook, but Facebook ad or having Facebook ad helps a lot with visibility online. It also has, or it also is able to generate leads from Facebook as well. So as you know, there are a lot of Facebook account users, and with them seeing your ad on Facebook will let them know that you have business running. At the same time, if they wish to proceed with doing business with you, they will also get in touch with you either through a phone call if you want to have it set up that way, or if you prefer for them, or if you prefer for their contact information to be sent through email and text, then we can also set up that way as well.
Yeah, I don't want to open up the Facebook app.
Okay. But in this event, I understand you don't want to open the Facebook app, but would you, for now, want us to still proceed with a Facebook or with the running Facebook ad and then maybe create the Facebook page on our end instead? So we will be creating the Facebook page for you. We'll have it optimized and we're going to run the Facebook ad. And then should you wish to have access to that Facebook page, we can always grant you access to it.
Is any possible to skip this?
Okay, so you don't want to wish, I mean, you don't wish to proceed with having Facebook ads and Facebook
right.
business page optimized.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. And to proceed. So to proceed, by the way, Victor, our team is available from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
That's a good question. Maybe any day, you know, between, I don't know, between 10 a.m. And 2 p.m.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All right. Thank you so much for that. So it can be Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And now, regarding the logo, you mentioned you will be sending us a copy of your existing logo, right?
Well, it's the same logo that I have on Angie's Pros.
Mm-hmm. Right, I definitely understand. Now, by the way, Victor, we would highly suggest you send us a copy of the logo, either have it uploaded to the client dashboard or send it to us via email. As grabbing it online may actually change its quality. So it may turn out to be pixelated or blurred.
Okay. No worries.
All right. That would be wonderful if you can send us a copy of that. And also, just to confirm, you would still wish for us to recreate the logo, right? Recreate the logo almost similar to the one that you currently have.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, so just a few more things, Victor. You will be seeing several important emails from us really soon. And first, please do review your keyword list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message, okay? And if you have project photos, videos, or a logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or the application. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders, which, of course, you can revise at any time. Now, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
I think I rather use mine, you know, something that I really am into it.
All right. Yes, we'll definitely be using your photos for sure. But just in case, in the event that the quality of the photos submitted does not meet the requirement for the website, would you be okay with us using stock photos for the meantime?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. But no worries, though. Any photos that you will be sending us, we will definitely use it as much as we can.
Okay.
All right. And then your client dashboard login, which I already sent, you should be able to get logged into it. You can use that to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device.
Okay.
All right. And then let us now talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will be launched in phases. Directory, that's Google Business Profile. It gets optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Also, we highly suggest you check your dashboard for real-time updates as your growth is monitored daily, and we will be meeting regularly to review and refine the strategy. Now, Victor, just to set expectations, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers and competitors that claim to work for Google. They may also offer unnecessary services for a fee. So if you are ever in doubt, you can just forward those to us immediately and never pay for any additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Flash.
Okay.
And for the custom voice greeting, do I have your authorization to process the $19 and charge the card that we have on file today?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. And I would actually be, or we would be scheduling your first campaign review in 3 weeks just to go over your early results and next steps. So 3 weeks from today, Victor, is actually the 24th of March. And that's a Tuesday. Will that day work for you?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a preferred time for Tuesday, the 24th?
I think the same, around 11.
Around 11 as well. All right. Or 11 a.m., right?
Right.
Okay. Let me add it. Let me go ahead and send you a calendar invite.
Okay.
So this is just going to serve as a reminder as well. All right, so that has been successfully added, and you should be receiving the calendar invite any moment now.
Okay.
And then I would like to go ahead and test your call tracking phone number now, Victor.
Okay.
So I'll give your call tracking phone number a call. Now, before doing that, if you can please make sure to save the call tracking phone number on your phone.
Okay.
Please have it saved as Local Leads.
Okay.
Let me know once done.
I don't have it yet. Let me see.
Do you want me to read the call tracking number for you?
Okay, please.
All right, let me just pull that up. So call tracking phone number is 831-270-6991.
Okay.
So once again, you can have it saved as Local Lead.
Okay, I got it.
Wonderful, awesome. So Victor, whenever someone calls you from the call tracking phone number, it will show as Local Lead so that you would know that it's from our marketing campaign, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and call this call tracking number now. If you receive that call, please have it answered.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to hang up?
Yeah, we can definitely disconnect this line, and I'll do the test call. I'll just call you right back.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye for now, Victor.
Yes, okay.